Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and the topic of the song is Unique People Are Not Crazy. But before we get to the topic, he is Forever on the Top. Crazy person, but very odd individual. on his day. So this odd person did inspire a new movement in terms of religion. So I guess proven, as well as the Buddha finding his way. And point that I'm trying to make is just that unique people can expand the world through innovation and expand others' horizons to be themselves, as well as continuously ensure that the human race move forward to a more positive direction and finding out what the truth is regarding life on this planet. I mean, the truth of the matter is that, you know, people in the society have condemned unique people who dress differently. You know, they have mohawks in their hair, or lifestyles are different, or they believe in some religion or so on. And that's not fair, because the truth is that most people in this, everybody is unique in some form or another. We're more alike than we're different. And the truth is that we cannot continue as a human race if we do not allow uniqueness to be brought in this world. Now, we know in the artistic mediums such as music and movies that where uniqueness have created an imagination as well as expand genius to the masses, to inspire others to be involved in those works as well as in that field. And we also know that uniqueness changed the face of computers, it changed the face of technology, changed the face of health in every sector that we deal with as far as employment, as well as education and so on. But for many centuries, unique people have been condemned, been killed, been ostracized, and because not think or live like the typical average Joe. And we know that the typical average Joe, as I would call them, the normal people, the everyday life people who are limited by their upbringing and don't have nothing to show except convention, average Joe, who are limited in their ability to expand their horizons, are live in fear of people who are different from they are. So it's really sad that that's happened. But the unique people that come to this world, they do change it. There's so many unique people. Bill Gates is one of them. You know, he started computers, he changed that. And the idea about Apple changed to how everything is done on computers. You know, with music industry, books, all that has been put on a computer. New innovations, that's what uniqueness can do. I'm bringing this up because I'm a very unique person. I've been seen as crazy and so on. And I do know that in a psychological field with diagnoses, they have people who are very weird, you know, and they consider them like, well, they have a diagnosis of schizoid or something. I felt that while I'm not necessarily in the position to be to talk about it as an expert, because I only know the basis about clinical psychology, having a BA in psychology, but nevertheless, I will say that I do know that that is discrimination, because it's also based on lack of education, because you cannot have a mental diagnosis is because you dress differently or if you look differently. A diagnosis is where the dysfunction, where someone has been hurt or, you know, like PTSD, which is a personality disorder, or depression or something like that, where they're being affected but either by the environment or by biologically, then that, I can understand that. But I think that we have came a long way to understanding more knowledge about other people, and there are much more to learn, because that's why we have laws about discrimination and stuff, because we know that in a long time ago, when idiots or people with lack of education, lack of ability to understand reality, thought that black people were inferior to white people. This, unfortunately, there's some people, or women are inferior to men, and so on. So while we gotten beyond that, now we got about homosexuals and stuff like that. That is part of the uniqueness. But we're more alike than we're different, because we know scientifically that homosexuality has been around since the beginning of time, and it's always will be. It's just an, they're pretty, it's also been shown in different reptiles, insects, or homosexual and heterosexual behavior. So lack of education is a part of the reason why unique people have been denoted as crazy and sick and mentally ill or freaks or whatever. Because the freaks, I consider, are the idiots who discriminate and who hurt people who look different or act differently than them, because they don't have the talent or they don't have the education to understand that reality is, it does not revolve around their skin color or their religion or where they came from. So we need to be very careful how we deceive these so-called crazy people. Because everybody, we know that a lot of innovators in science and technology are very unique people. A lot of intellectuals are, have their own unique style. Now, they do say geniuses, I was looking at this criteria of genius. One of them is that geniuses, because I was looking at Mozart, but they also were saying this with intellectual genius, but artistic genius as well as with sports. They sometimes, I think it happens more a lot more times than a lot, but one of the criteria they have is cognitive and creative genius, and they're very unique. And they said geniuses are rarely normal. They're not the average Joe, I mean, ones that really, like Einstein or like Jimi Hendrix in music, or like, someone who's an intellectual, Bill Gates or someone like that, they have a certain quality about them. That shows that because they are, a little bit different, or that because of the talents that they have, maybe it's came from, maybe, probably the environment, definitely the environment, or biologically, I don't know, came from smart parents, or the environment was filled with lots of stuff and people where they were cultivated these people to become extremely talented. Sometimes I also read that geniuses have unique problems. Sometimes, and yes, mad in genius and madness can happen. I believe it's just because people are jealous of these people, and people, an environment, and people harass people who are extremely talented and smarter than they are. They call cut the ear off, or the harassment. I think it was harassed by other people. In some instances, that has happened. I thought that was something related to Mozart in that situation. They were jealous because he played the piano better than anyone. That's the thing about being so talented. But these people were very unique. What I'm trying to say is that there was a lot of unique qualities about these individuals. Well, because they really were so innovators that they changed the face of the genres that they were in. So do not put down unique or people and say they're crazy. I mean, yeah, I was. I'm some people consider me crazy because I complain of repetition. I don't give a damn. I am never. I'm aware reality. But the thing is that unique people come in all forms. While we're more alike where we're different, biologically, yes, black, white, or whatever, we're still human beings. We still think alike, make babies, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. On the inside, we have our own personalities. It's one, our own personalities. And then one of them, you know, one that 1%, you know, when I say one of them, I mean that was, it's just the inside of the person. That 1% is what makes us a little different. And that's a good thing, you know, because we can't always be the same, you know. We got to have uniqueness. If we didn't have the unique people in this world, we wouldn't know how to do a lot of things. We would perish just like the dinosaurs. Because I guess the dinosaurs didn't have the brains that we have. So a lot of things, computers, technology, governments, you know, a lot of things are made from unique individuals. And I say in the psychological tone, with the psychological text and with the diagnoses and the access disorders, they should be removed because I think it was based on lack of education. A lot of things have been based on lack of education, but the underlying tone of this is that there's a fear with people because a lot of people are just so used to who they grew up with or someone who looks like them, okay? But when they see someone who acts different or thinks differently or do their own thing, they get fear, and that creates prejudice and so on. And that includes religion. That's why we must not have no discrimination. Me as a unique individual, I'm not trying to be unique. I know I'm unique. I have my own style, and I live my own way. It doesn't give any right to somebody to tell me what to do or how to live it. I'm glad I'm living in America because we do have these laws. Unfortunately, some people are still backwards, living in the dark ages. This is not 1950 anymore. This is not 1980 either, or 87. This is 2016. Things change. So that is the situation. Do not call unique people crazy. You see a hard rocker dressed differently, see hard heavy metal music, or you see a different religion than you are, that's because it's part of the imagination. It's part just as good as what you believe in. You just believe in something different. It's not fair for someone who likes pop music to condone saying that heavy metal is satanic, or to say that Buddha is, because you ain't a Christian, you got to be a devil worshiper. That's not fair. That's based on lack of education, and that's an idiot. I'm doing this because there's a lot of idiots in this world, in the United States of America, who do not understand that everybody is not going to live and believe everything that they do, and people cannot. Because if we do, we will limit our potential to succeed in this world as well as continue as a human race. Because the human race, as been denoted by studies, will perish if we do not grow and expand and learn to become innovative and change. And change involves learning more about individuals and learning more about this world. So if you see somebody dressed differently than you or think differently than you or whatever, that does not mean they're crazy. It just means that you're just not aware of that. You may have lacked the foundation of education or understanding that individual. Now, if they hurting you directly, if they got a gun, or if they you know, something really scientifically shown that they're hurting you, then you got a good reason to want to stop the behavior or something. But if it's not hurting you directly, it's just your beliefs, your religion, or whatever, it's not fair. That's based on lack of education and fear. You don't want to be charged with discrimination. That's all I have to say, because they have to change the psychological text in terms of diagnosing people, and they have to be aware that people do not think the same like others, you know? That's why we got different religions, different backgrounds, different careers, different options. We got a whole world filled with diversity. It's better to have the diversity than it is to be limited. with just one, with everybody thinking and acting and doing the same thing. One of the problems that I have in this world, why I have been persecuted in my past, was because I thought differently and I acted differently. Not because I wanted to stand out and be whatever. Of course, that was when I was a performer. But it's because I was naturally who I was. And it was not fair to me to go to be doing through that, because an idiot or a very dangerous person who has shown to have lack of education and focus in their lives, who don't understand that what they're doing is based on a foundation of evil, because they don't understand or know the basics and dealing with people who are different than they are. That's not fair to me. So remember, as we live in this world, as we live and we naturally leave it, transcend to the next level of spirituality, which is death, and then the next race continues and the next generation continues, as it goes on and on, there's going to be change. Because we learn and we know more than we did before. Because we know in 2016, we know more than we did last year. And we know more than we did 200 years ago. That's a good thing. But as we evolve, I hope that the tolerance, as we talk about tolerance, when we talk about expanding our minds and trying to let people live, is very important, because there's always going to be somebody unique. And there's always going to be somebody who looks differently, act differently, believe something differently than you, have a lifestyle different than you. It doesn't give you the right or anybody else to condemn them. What it does show is that it's still learning to do, and it does show that it's going to be more problems until we let people live. So if you don't understand somebody's lifestyle or religion or so on, all you have to do is try to find a way to learn it by getting some education. Then you will know. And remember, you could be that person. And at the same time, the uniqueness in any individual, you are unique yourself. Good night from Dove Night.